back, guys.
Welcome, guys.
So this is a very special episode, and we have a I'm here, Ron. Jose is here. DJ, our consistent guest, is also here.
And our,
but we have a special,
very special guest.
Ooh, I'm so excited. Sir Freddy.
Yes.
Hello. Hello, listeners. I'm Freddy Tan, and basically, I founded the Neutral Grounds retail chain, and I'm now CEO of Ludus Distributors. So that's my background.
That, yeah, Neutral Grounds is sort of a separate entity now.
Yeah, it's a separate entity now. It's a retail chain managed separately by a different management
mm-hmm.
team.
Yep.
But still getting a little bit... Ang role ko ngayon sa Neutral Grounds is kind of like Lee Kuan Yew's role.
Okay.
Towards the end of his career. Although hindi pa naman ako senior citizen. But
more
it's kind
of
like
advising,
a senior senior
yeah.
minister. Parang ganun na.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, so it's more of giving direction.
Yeah.
But since you built the industry.
Yeah, but
pretty much the industry in the Philippines of gaming was built by Neutral Grounds.
Well, he's the foundation.
Yeah. Magic and all that. And there's of course there's a lot more there's a lot of people now involved in the industry, and I think I had a conversation with Sir Freddy a few weeks back on sort of helping and building the community, and you know what Variable Play wishes to attain is eventually we were able to have more play groups and more gaming events and more people involved into the hobby. And I guess we started talking about the pointers and, you know, the basics or the concept of community building. And DJ, for example, is one of my volunteers in the Playgroup Tuesday. So, you know, we're there every Tuesday. You guys can come by.
Mm-hmm.
It's Plaza Cafe.
Still best sandwiches.
Yeah. Jose also works for another gaming company, and he also has experience in building communities
groups, yeah.
and managing game groups. So I guess, sir, what is the you're very used to this. A new game, it's always about forming a new group, a new hobby.
Mm-hmm.
You bring in games every so often. It's not like when I say games, these are competitive or collectible games. Magic is of course in the forefront. Then you have Lord of the Rings before, Legend of the Five Rings,
L5R,
Vanguard.
Which is still powerful to till today.
Yeah, there's
still
see
a bunch of people
yeah.
playing.
Yeah.
Second oldest TCG actually ang L5R.
Yeah.
Na still going.
Strong.
Yeah.
At least faithful by its
yeah.
followers.
Yeah. Because you still see players gathering by themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
They even hold their own events.
Yeah. I met Sir Freddy again. Well, I met him in my
teen years.
In my Magic years. My Magic the Gathering years. And then I met him again in World of Warcraft.
Mm.
And we also built a community then. And then pulled by Masayon. The heartbroken story of
yeah.
you
things we have no control over. Like
yeah.
licensing and stuff like that.
But don't get me wrong, Hearthstone is fun.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Ironically, I saw my I'm a fan of this blues band called Blue Rascals.
Mm-hmm.
Stig na Filipino band, globally acclaimed sila. Player na Hearthstone pa rin. Nagulat ako, nakapost.
Yes.
Paul, ang lakas ng deck mo, tapos tinatag niya yung lead guitarist na
mm-hmm.
na magaling kumanta.
You should start playing. It's really fun.
It brings back memories.
Yeah, I guess Hearthstone is a little bit hard to accept pagka WoW TCG
yeah.
player ka. You always think of it as like a watered down version of
yeah.
WoW TCG.
Yeah.
Especially since you see all the same art reused.
Kumbaga the memories are just
yeah. it's just a digital card game.
Yeah.
Wala siyang trading eh. I'm actually hoping for a trading.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
It's
difficult, eh? They tried that with Magic Online.
Blizzard's experiment with that was basically Diablo, and it failed miserably.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they took out the
auction.
Payment system.
Yeah. It failed miserably for them.
Diablo 3, right?
where you try to make money off grinding.
Yeah, that's why they don't want to do that with Hearthstone. And I think right now they probably have the best system for an online TCG.
Yeah.
It's not the best TCG out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not by far. Especially nga kung naglaro ka ng WoW TCG.
Yeah.
But as far as online card games, it probably has the best system right now.
Because the base where they got the concepts from is quite solid naman talaga.
Mm-hmm.
So and it was also an evolution of ano. But anyway,
yeah,
so going back in our playgroup, DJ, what was
last
our
Tuesday?
Yesterday. Well, depending on when this airs, but probably soon because this is a very special episode.
Yeah. So we ended with Thread 7. Prior to that, it was the VGHS board game.
Ah, the worker placement.
Yep.
The engine building.
And DJ sort of had a difficult time at that game.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
Normally he creams us, right?
Someone gave you a hard time. That's right.
No, the rest.
Everyone of the group.
The rest were doing squat. They let Ron run away.
No, it VGHS.
Knocking maker ba? Hindi naman.
No.
It was
VGHS. Basically, I became a hot target.
Yeah, VGHS.
And Ron got ignored, so he got to do whatever
he wanted.
It's a worker placement game, kasi with about the VGHS YouTube
web series.
Where basically the story is there's a high school that teaches you playing games. So RTS, Guitar Hero,
basically it's
racing
a
games.
Gamer academic institution.
Yes, like the one in Korea.
They do?
Yeah, they are.
Korea has a degree in golf.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See? Wow, well, kanina pinag-usapan namin ni Ron. Why is Korea at the forefront of anything gaming related? Maski na e-games. They might not be the biggest market, but Korea seems to be at the forefront when it comes to e-games. Board game cafes, pinakamarami sa kanila rin.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They per capita, they have
They're the ones
maybe
who
they have a lot
they invented the concept, I think.
No, I think they have a lot of leisure time. Either that or leisure is a big part of their culture. Or they can afford to have. They're one of the most wired nations, too.
I think it's... Well, maybe, but I think it's part of their competitiveness.
That is true. I have a few Korean business friends, even their gaming, they take it seriously. Yeah.
Maybe
very
also
seriously.
Because, you know, they have to go into service. They missed out a lot.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to get it back.
Yeah. But
probably the culture behind it. Because I know them for being very, very vigilant in work. And they're very, you know, industrious. Pero it's also unique to see them. Well, siguro nga kung dedicated ka sa work, if you went into gaming, dedicated ka rin.
Work hard, play hard.
And there you go. Yeah. So, and yeah, so going back to VGHS, the game that we played, one of the characters, because it's a worker placement system, one of the characters, Law, was just really.
Being himself,
douchebag. My love to
that's
say that,
but
he ganun talaga siya.
That's how he is.
Ngayon, sa akin, it's fine.
You're supposed
to
take the lead and crap on everyone.
And whenever he would beat somebody, it's written on the card. You have to make a fart sound.
Okay.
And then if you do, they move 3 spaces back in the rack.
Okay.
So, you know, it kind of got people ganging up on him, and I'm just in the background. Yay!
You were playing as
Jeremy.
Oh. So I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna do this. Yeah, so that was that. How about you, Jose?
I played with my group, Telestrations.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a funny part where the secret word was puppy love, then
puppy
the final
love.
Guess was aliens. I just don't know how that happened.
That's
there was like a big jump. It became, the dogs became squirrels, then, you know, just aliens.
The squirrels eventually became aliens.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
Getting their nuts.
And concept,
imagine robotic dogs.
Yeah, and then they became 2 squirrels and a heart. And then
2 squirrels
it became,
in a sack
no,
of nuts.
No, 2 dogs that look like squirrels and heart.
Okay.
And then it became 2 squirrel heads. And a heart.
Okay.
But the heart was not closed at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
So they thought it was a two-headed alien with a single body.
Okay.
Yeah. Then it became two aliens.
Yeah. Okay, sir. What was your recent gaming?
I recently played, well, Splendors being played a lot.
Dice Master.
Yeah, Dice Master. Playing a lot of Dice Masters. I recently discovered it. I know it's not a new game. We've been carrying it for a while, but I just started playing recently, and I realized it's a much better game than Quarriors.
It has the deck building feel.
And it's not just about the deck building. When I play it, it allows me to do a lot of tactical decisions when you're playing it. It's like playing with your sideboard available for you while you're building your dice pool in your dice bag.
Yep, they're in.
Because all your tools are there on the board, except they're not readily available for you yet. You have to get them. You're still building a dice pool, but you're watching what your opponent is doing and you react to that.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't stick to your strategy. Yung nga, meron na akong game na me and the...
Wait, this is Avengers versus X-Men or the Uncanny?
No, we're just playing any. Oh. So my team had Zatanna and X-Men together. So
which makes na. Marvel?
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. screw you, Sony.
But basically, yung nangyari, as I was playing, it was a Storm build. So, I was playing against Justice League build na may kasamang Professor X. Sa akin, may X-Men na mayroong kasamang Zatanna.
Okay.
So, naglalaro kami, and then we were playing. And I was building a Storm build, which means I'm bouncing off my opponent's characters with Storm's ability. Kasi nga, bumabagyo, so nililipad niya paalis. So, that's basically the theme of Storm. So, my opponent was medyo... after the game, I won, and then he realized... sabi niya, wala, back to the drawing board ako. Sabi niya. And then I told him, you know what? Try to play this way. You play more aggressively. Tapos, and then, true enough, that next game, nag-adjust siya ng play style, and he basically built a different dice pool and played differently, played more aggressively instead of his usual grinding play na supposedly ganun ang laro ng Justice League. And he just played differently, and he beat me. And then, ang nakakatawa doon was, after the game, I lost the second game. I realized that after I told him to play differently, I should have played differently.
You should have adjusted.
I should have adjusted. And then, after the game, I realized, why didn't I adjust? And then I kept on pushing my old strategy of just putting out Storm.
Well, I guess the beauty of... You have all your components, but it's yours. Mm-hmm. I say with Quarriors, it's a dice... dice building game. It's technically a deck building game, but with dice. The market is generic. Everyone can buy. This one, when you come into the game, you have a customized store. You have a customized pool already of where you can buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where the collectibility and the same feel. But pero masaya lang that you have fielding a little bit. You have units. You have attacking and whatnot.
So in the board helps a lot.
Yeah.
Although if you played it a bit, you don't really need it anymore. But when you're starting out, I would really suggest printing out at least
there's play a playmat.
Yeah, printing out the playmat.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so topic of the day again is building communities.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess let's talk about how do you even start a playgroup? That's you know, how do you set up a meet? And I think one of the pointers that I've learned in doing this for Variable Play on Playgroup Tuesdays and also doing this in the Zanger Mars realm before, number one, that Sir Freddy taught to me was consistency. That you gotta be there, or at least somebody in your group gotta be there every single time.
Yep.
Every schedule... Somebody has to be there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it will die at the time you miss it.
Yes. Because what happens is, when you have to build consistency, somebody has to be there. You have to have an anchor person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the shop, it doesn't necessarily have to be the store manager or the owner of the store. Mm-hmm. It has to be somebody who's dedicated enough to be there every week on that specific day, and on the occasion na hindi siya makakapunta, get somebody else to go.
Yeah.
What you're trying to avoid is somebody else going there and then pagdating niya walang tao.
Not finding anything.
The moment that happens, that's it. You have to revive it. The moment na may pumunta ron at sabi niya, ay, wala naman tao eh. That's yeah. it. That's the end of it. So, you have to have a core group of at least one or two people na will be there every scheduled event. Yeah. If it's weekly thing, it's a weekly thing.
DJ, for example, I had to go into vacation and DJ, can you please cover for me? And I think there was just two of you in that specific
me and Vito.
Yeah.
Our Indonesian friend. We feel sometimes it feels like people are not going. Mm-hmm. They would like our posts. They would, you know, comment and they would say, we might be going, or cool, thank you for doing this. Mm-hmm. But people are not showing up. It's fine because there are days that suddenly we'll be surprised. Oh, there's 40 people.
Like the other week.
Yeah. We're just, whoa, there's a lot.
And there were people who were like, I haven't seen you in a year.
That's pretty cool as well.
You just have to be there to catch them. Kaya kailangan yung consistency.
Yeah.
If you're not there to catch them, then that person that you've not seen for a year will not be there for the next year na talaga. Kasi because
see you
weren't there to catch him.
Yep.
So yun, you have to be consistent. Pero aside from consistency, you have to have the right people to be that core group.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the wrong people to be that core group, either maybe they're too competitive, you know the type. Your group can have competitive people, but they cannot be your anchor people.
Yep.
Competitive people have a role to play in any gaming community.
Yeah.
Wala naman tayong tao na sinasabi, no, you're not welcome. Everybody's welcome. They have roles to play. Competitive people challenge everyone.
Yeah.
They're like, I want to play against this guy because he's a challenge. But they cannot be your
anchor.
Yep. But if they happen to become your anchor, you have to talk to them na, you know, baka kailangan mag-tone down ka.
Yep.
You don't, you know, when you play against a newbie, you have to be more accommodating. Yep. Not necessarily lose to them on purpose, but like, for example, yung alpha gamer ng grupo, I'm the alpha gamer. Instead of the alpha gamer saying na, how can you make that mistake? That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Instead of saying something like that, if you can turn that guy into, you know what you should have done that at that turn is this, that. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy says, oh, nga, no. Yeah, okay, that guy's nice. He's teaching me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same alpha gamer. Sa importante lang is you have to channel that
energy.
The rage. The competitiveness.
The proper way.
If he happens to become your
anchor,
then you have to channel it.
Yeah.
If you're not able to channel it properly, baka ma-destroy yung group.
One trick that I do whenever I'm teaching a new game or it's a new set of people, so I would know, syempre, the best
route,
or at least I would have some idea. Whenever it's a new group, I'm exploring. I would challenge myself, what else can I do? Para I can focus on the exploration while assisting them. And I also don't mind sort of pointing out to players, oy, I think you missed this part.
Mm-hmm.
Or you forgot to do this. Even if it would mean that they would win, it's really too detrimental to my thing. Because I'm a host, in essence, of that game experience.
Yes.
And as the host, you want to create, not naman engineer an environment. Mm-hmm. Because, again, I would still sometimes be surprised. Oh, I still won. Cool. Yeah. Apparently, that thing works.
that works because people feel welcome.
Mahalata rin naman nila. If you're losing on purpose, it's actually gonna feel worse.
Yeah.
If they feel that you're losing on
because
purpose.
Because you don't feel that they're a challenge. Well, but, you know, Kemet, for example, one of my favorite games, I would tell them, hey, you're one of the really kick-ass powers here is combining Crusade with this power and the blood power, and what happens is this. And of course, they're gonna gun for it. Dun ako, libat ako. Ano pa yung pwede? Ano pa yung ano? And then,
I'll be buying a snake.
Tapos, and sometimes, and of course, the difficulty there is that you've figured out that build, and you also figured out how to counteract that build. Yeah, that's where you need to. When do I block it? Okay, I'll let it pass at the start. Then eventually, I'm gonna go. Okay, I'm gonna be attack. I'm hiding. You have no units to attack. So they're now figuring out why am I not getting the prayer points anymore and so forth. Yeah. So that consistency, being accommodating, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Social media is actually quite a big push.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These days, that's a very important component of informing people. But back in the day, what we did was actually still promote it in a way na naglalagay kami ng posters.
Oh, cool.
That was before social media. So yeah, what happened was
bulletin board.
You have to put posters and
make people aware.
And I think even now it's important, like for example, sinasabi ko before sa mga managers ko, when you have an event and you have somebody coming to the store, inform them of the event.
Yeah.
It's very basic.
Yeah.
It
creates a cohesion between the store and the games that are happening.
Yeah, so
and it increases chance for word of mouth.
Yeah. And it's not just about putting it on a bulletin board. You have to engage them personally.
Powerful term, engagement. Yes.
Yung tao na on the ground will tell them na, uy, meron kaming event this time. Nakita ko, ito yung gusto mong game. Okay. Yeah, I saw you play. I saw you buy something of that game. Then just the manager or your staff just have to tell them na, oh, by the way, this Friday, let's say, lagay na lang sa Magic. Friday night Magic meron kami. And it's also important, balikin natin yung consistency. The reason why Magic branded Friday night Magic is because they wanted to have that consistency of Friday night is Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Brinand nila yun. They did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, when I realized that, what did I do before? I said Board Game Tuesdays, Modern Mondays, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You brand the day.
Yep.
That way, mas madali siyang tandaan.
Yep.
And that's also for the sake of consistency.
Yep. But it's true about the engagement factor, because my difficulty with going to some of the establishments is that when I go there, I would sometimes go to a gaming place alone because I'm a gamer. I'm used to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for games. I'm looking for a table that I can join. And it's really difficult when you go to a place and there comes to you and asks for your order. You know it's a gaming place. People are playing all over the place. Nobody's engaging you.
Yeah.
Gamers are introverts. So people out there, you know, train your staff and train the owners, you guys, the partners, to engage and sort of make them feel they're part of this group. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's difficult if there's a family setting or people are eating and they're sort of in their tables and it's normally a private space. So that's where the balance of maybe, you know, if you have a few gamers that came in, you can sort of join them and they'll be happy. It's like, okay, we get to play.
This is why this is why most of my gamers keep on coming back, because they feel welcome to join. And sometimes the group are actually open to.
Yeah, yeah.
Pero you have to be aware that even if the group is open, sometimes the body language and just the way na naka-huddle kayo sa isang table, it's not the most inviting thing for somebody new. Yun yung sinasabi ni Ron. Like, for example, if the four of us were engaged in a game and then we're doing this, leaning forward to the game, I don't want to bother these guys. They're just too much into it. So you have to have that awareness sa group, especially if this is a group na, lalo na pag outside the store setting, where there's no store staff that will engage the person. That kung may tao kayo nakita na dumating, have a go-to person. Probably the most sociable person.
Yeah.
Not the
Alpha gamer.
Not the alpha gamer.
Hopefully not the alpha gamer. To engage that person. Na, you know, just say hi, hello. Yeah.
Let me hook you up. What are you interested in?
Tanungin nila kung, or explain what you're doing.
Yep.
It could be as simple as that. But what I tell store staff now and even new kung walang nangyari sa store, no gaming's happening, what you can do is engage them, tell them what the story is about, give them a tour of what the story is, explain them to them what the story is about. Yep. Ganun lang. Yep. Just engage them into
because
a conversation.
It's really that point of engagement, that conversation where you create the bonds. We met on a game and we had a really good conversation. Those, if you can give that, expand your, not just in a game environment, but even the game store or the gaming place or the gaming meetup place, if you can extend the same feel of of welcomeness, then definitely you will eventually grow this your group or your community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another intimidating thing with gaming groups is yun nga, yung sinabi ko sa inyo yung una, yung nakahuddle tayo, tahimik tayo. Another intimidating thing is when there's a group of very loud gamers.
Oh yeah.
That can also be as intimidating. So talaga, pagdating ng new player, kailangan meron somebody na lalapit agad sa kanya to prevent that first impression na, ay, this is a close group.
Or it's like, what are they doing? This is too weird, and then they just walk away.
So you have to prevent that from happening. Once they're there,
you have to put them into context. What are they doing? They're killing each other. They're pointing guns on each other.
Yes. Put a foot in before they. Yeah.
So you have to explain
those are not
what's
real
happening.
Guns. They're just foam guns. Here, you can try.
So ganun. Tapos,
why are they pointing?
I don't know if you have something ready for them to engage in. A light game or something.
Yeah,
that's how you get them in.
And in our we were talking about this yesterday, DJ and I. In our arsenal of games that we will bring on a meetup, we have to now make contingencies. We need to have some ready fillers, some gateway games on our collection, and also, and more importantly, some heavy games. Why? Because on the day, on those rainy days that people don't show up, you get to enjoy playing a really, really long game.
Yeah, what do you want to play?
What do you want to play? So when there's newbies, bring out all the gateway stuff and have fun creating new experiences. But when they're not there, enjoy. Because again, you're still meeting your friends.
Yeah.
You're still meeting that same group. It didn't matter that there's just three of you, two of you playing Manhattan or Twilight Imperium, but you played for 6 hours. Hey, it's still the most epic set of hours. That's fine, and that's why we're doing this. The next step, I guess, on what happens next in when for example you've got a group, you have some following, and you know you want to turn it into a business.
I've seen a lot of people do mistakes when they're setting up stores, setting it up for the wrong reasons. For the wrong reasons, and then taking shortcuts, not doing their due diligence, thinking that they know how to play the game, they know how to run a business, stuff like that.
As a gamer, it's...
Malaki ang talon.
That's a big...
Hindi diner dash on.
Just because you... Wait, magaling ako sa power grid, so...
I can run a business.
I can manage. I always win at factory manager.
I'm efficient.
Yeah. Pag sinabi mo lang I win at Suburbia, gagawa na ako sa division.
Magsusunod na ako. Yeah. Punta sa City Hall.
Bakit na lang Hex?
From now on, hindi na square ang lote. Hex.
Imagine ko lang bigla ang BF Resort. Ang BF Paranaque.
Ano it's... Naka-Hex Bay.
May guhit talagang Hex Bay. Para hindi maluto si Sir.
Yung intersection mo, anin yung road na makikita.
Tatlo, di ba? Tatlong
overlap ng road.
Tatlong road. Tapos sa makulit doon, meron kang settlement sa gitna.
Rotonda.
Pinis Katan?
Puro rotonda pala na walang intersection.
Oh, ang sakit sa ulo mag-drive doon. Whoop! Ikot. Whoop! Ikot. Teka, nasa na ba ako? Pwede ka dito, tapos dito. Pero
parang Takeshi's Castle lang eh.
Pero magsispread yung ano, yung traffic, it might be
Hindi.
It might be the solution.
Gridlock pa rin yun eh.
No?
No naman.
Hindi, mag-gridlock yung pero mag- kada intersection mo na ngayong tatlong road.
Hindi, yung hindi siya intersection, lahat siya, ano, lahat siya rotonda. So, puro one way. Like, pag gusto mong pumunta dito sa section na to, tayo tatabi pinaka, mo lang sa ikot.
Tayo pinakamagasto sa gas. Everyone has to go around.
Lahat inefficient.
Okay. It diverts traffic.
Ano yan, Tolkien? Swap lang.
Or acquire.
You can, yeah. Yes, I'm a businessman. I can earn.
I can trade sheep. I can trade pigs.
Yes. Or if you're, I want to trade my two sheep for more.
I'm good at trading beans.
I'm good at subdivision.
I mean, I'm good at connecting roads.
Yeah. Basically, it boils down to your passion or your ability or your skill at playing games does not necessarily translate to being able to run a business. So, I know a lot of gamers probably have aspirations of, I want to have my own hobby shop. Yep. But before you get into that, do your due diligence. By that, I mean study it. Get into it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Don't do it because you want to be the cool kid in the block, on the block. Kasi if your motivation is, I want to be the center of attention of the group, I want to be the, I want to be the center, that's why I want to build the store, that's not the correct
it
motivation.
It die.
Yeah, that's
because
not...
Because not every day will be a cool day for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so... You have to have understand that once you go into it as a business, unfortunately, a little bit of the enjoyment you get out of the hobby will diminish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a sad fact.
You lose time.
And the moment it's your business, you actually have less time to play.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung enjoyment mo out of the hobby is lessened.
Yep.
But that's not a reason for you not to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to go into it for the right reasons. Like, if you really want to build a viable business na related sa something that you're passionate about, then that's perfect. Kasi you will love going to work.
Yep.
You won't go, wake up in the morning, and then you hindi magiging issue sa'yo mag-overtime sa trabaho.
Yep.
That's the good thing about it because you're passionate about what you're doing. But if all you have is passion and you have no background or you have no idea how to run a business, no training, and sad to say, mayabang ka pa, and you're not listening to advice.
Sir, hashtag hugot pa to.
Medyo. You're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you have no one else to blame. If you open a store and then end up opening your own inventory, you have nothing to sell. You have no... Wala ka lang maiikot, eh, di ba?
Yeah.
So, and I've seen that happen so many times.
This is becoming Hugot Wednesday.
Tapos, meron pang tao na... because nga yung motivation is to be the cool kid, what happens is, they open their inventory, they lend all the products to their customers.
And
this is for TCGs. Sige, pahiram ng deck. Sino bang bebentahan mo?
Okay.
Yeah. Of course, you're everybody's hero, but
you're no longer running a business.
But you're not running a business. Yeah. You're running a gaming club.
Yeah.
You have to understand when you're opening a business. Understand that it's a business first. If you prioritize your other needs on the Maslow's hierarchy, social, whatever, diba? Instead of the needs of the business, then you're bound to fail.
Yeah.
So you have to understand, and you have to understand first your motivation of why you want to set this up. And you have to be clear. If it's not clear, then probably mag-soul searching ka muna before you open it. It's at the end of the day, you're gonna have overhead, you're gonna have staff to pay, you're gonna have rent, you're gonna have
tax,
a lot of costs.
BIR. Government
stuff. Just setting up. And then, yun pa lang. You have to understand that you have to cover those costs.
Yeah. Customer issues.
Yeah. Customer issues. Lots of stuff.
The drama.
Yeah, the drama.
Yeah, on the other spectrum, it's at the store when I designed my game and from prototype, and it really started as a passion of what I want to be able to do. Presenting it to my publisher, which is Sir Freddy, and Ludo's Distributors. and then presenting it to the different communities where it can work. I've been turned down quite a few times, quite a lot actually, but because I was really passionate of getting it out there, I didn't care. I wanted, my goal was different. My goal wasn't to earn money on it. Maybe someday in the future, maybe, but it's not my goal. That's why it became. I just wanted it to be sustainable. But the driving force was I wanted the game to be spread out and people to know about it. So that's what powered me and fueled me to pretty much bring the game to where it is today, and we're still slowly going up, slowly. Yeah. You know, but in reference to a store where it's gonna be a lot of investment and time, your passion is there, your love for the game is there, and I believe in that. But you also have to set into account all the realities that are involved, and also be humble, I guess, in seeking help. I think, you know, one thing I've learned about people in business, di sila madamot. You can ask. You don't need to, Sir Fred, here's my business, this is my situation. He's going to go, I don't care about your business. He's not going to do that, because again, with most entrepreneurs, they're always been taught by other entrepreneurs, mentors ahead of them. So they're always ready to share that information. So if you want to build a gaming store, then ask and seek advice from existing, prominent, well-established gaming stores and figure out the mistakes that they've done, because they are willing to tell it to you. Yeah, in some sense, you're going to be competition. But these guys, the prominent ones, are confident enough. They are already in the aspect of I'm okay to share, because I'm on a different playing field already, and I want you eventually to get there because I'm also traveling to the next one.
It's not trade secret, especially now that I'm really more into distribution rather than
That's what I said about the next level.
Yeah. You know? So ako, actually, any store who approaches me and then asks me for my opinion, talagang libre. You don't have to pay the tuition fee that I've paid. I've made a lot of mistakes then when we were building Neutral Grounds. We've closed some shops. Mm-hmm. Not all the stores we opened worked.
Yep.
Meron talagang hindi nag-work.
Yep.
And there's... and ideally, if you want to open a store and you want to work with us, I will guide you. Hanggang dun pa lang sa... If you tell me your location, I will give you an opinion. It may be harsh. I will tell you that location sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Straight out. Find another one.
Yep.
Yung mga ganong advice, like, meron ka bang natural market dun sa area? And nagre-rely ka ba na kaya mo, eto nga, we'll go back to building communities. If you open a store, are you actually going to build a community? Or your goal is to poach players from another store?
Mm-hmm.
Na, ang umpisa po pa lang, pagbukas mo pa lang, conflict na agad.
Yeah.
Instead of building community,
it's a bad start.
Instead of building community, what you're actually doing is
starting
breaking communities na existing. So you have to look at that way. If you're opening a store and then ang iniisip mo, ang dami kasing customer ni X shop eh. So tatayo ako sa tabi niya, magbubukas ako, kasi gusto ko I want a piece of that action.
Mm-hmm.
When you open a store, the goal should be, I want to make the pie bigger. It shouldn't be, I want to a piece of the existing pie. And I think that's where a lot of people, yun problema ng, let's say, it's like the lechon manok phenomenon or the milk tea phenomenon. Yung si kapitbahay ko, lakas ng kita ng milk tea niya, bukas rin ako.
Mm-hmm.
Pagdating ng, let's say, 1 year from now, pareho silang sarado.
Yep.
Yun yung nangyari. So, ang importante,
Make
the pie bigger. That's
the... Amen to that. That's variable play. It's our goal. It's basically to expand, reach more people, grab on to the untapped people, untapped market.
Yeah. Ang importante kasi yun eh. You have to have that mentality. And if your mentality is, wow, lumalaki yung business ah. Parang ang daming kinikita ng kapitbahay ko.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have no plan to grow it, and your plan is just, I would just want a piece of that action.
Mm-hmm.
That's a recipe for
disaster.
Not only for you, but also for your neighbor.
Yes.
And it just creates bad blood. And it's not community building, you're breaking communities if you do that.
Yeah, yeah. And we've experienced, you know, communities break. And it's difficult to rebuild, you know, spaces that people, kumbaga,
it's hard.
It became icons already na. It's always people go
have
there.
A better chance.
There were days
reaching to new people rather than
getting
back the older ones.
Yeah, it's that's true. Remember ata yung sa, I think we went through that phase even with WOW-TCG.
Yes.
When it got transferred from Upper Deck to Cryptozoic, ang daming nalagas nun because may time na nawala talaga. One year, no support, no anything. Nobody knew what was going to happen to the game. And then Cryptozoic pick it up. Nung nag-pinick up siya ng Cryptozoic, we really only had a handful of the original community left. So sabi ko, it's probably gonna be easier to just get new people in rather than to get the old people who used to play and then get them back.
Yep.
So, ganun talaga eh. Paminsan, if you've turned off people, the effort to get them back into the community is double than just to get somebody new na walang baggage.
Those
are some wise words.
Yes. because we, you know, there were times a few years back where I would go to a play group and there's like 40, 50 people. Kala mo may tournament, but they're just playing board games. I was like, wow, ganito na pala to. And then it broke into different spaces and things happened and whatnot, you know. And then our dream is basically to get that back, to make communities, you know, that big again. And I don't mind helping also other communities because, for example, we have this playgroup Tuesdays.
Our baseline goal is we just want to play.
Eastwood has their own group and I also want them to grow. I want to help Dan on his Eastwood and fourth group.
Dan's
fourth
with
group.
Eastwood or
Eastwood
fourth
and fourth. Both.
Dan,
because
Kumangay.
DJ.
Not the DJ.
No. Yeah. So they're building that. I see a lot in there's a lot of spaces.
Actually,
now
it's good news that a lot of groups are starting out. One of the higher level goals would be to connect everyone so that
have one big event.
No. Yeah, basically you have groups on several places, but it's more of creating a network between all of the groups so that they can pass around people that are looking for places
to
play.
I agree.
Creating an event big enough na
so instead of just isolated groups, you have one whole community.
I know what you mean, and I think we should start doing that where we should do a roadshow and sort of visit all these different so Variable Play attends Eastwood Gaming Group.
We're gonna randomly choose a gaming group and ta-da!
But not in the sense of we're playing, but more of
raid.
Well,
may permit ba yan? May permit.
yung ganyan,
that's a higher level goals.
We've had experiences of that, not necessarily with board games, where there's different groups in card games or miniature games. And then, yung geographical separation nila.
There's always,
there's always going to be
northern and
south.
It's not just logistics, eh. I think even the gaming culture tends to become different.
Yes.
And then when you bring them together, nagkakaroon ka ng conflict. Because the gaming cultures are very different. Eh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's always going to be challenges when doing that. So ang importante if you have that goal is to mitigate that problem from happening, because that's going to happen. I've seen it happen so many times, and there's been times that I've tried to mitigate it, and there's been times that I've just let it happen because I just realized there's no point for us as the institution or as the business to get involved in that. May ganun eh. But what stores or institutions should not do is take sides or encourage that from happening.
Agree.
Like for example, kung store ka na let's say gawin na lang natin East versus West. Hindi, ano, hindi so...
Masyadong popular si North versus South.
So, gawin na natin East versus West. Kung if you're a store from the East, wag mong gagatungan yung grupo mo dun sa kabilang grupo.
Yeah.
Even if they're your customers and the other guys are not your customers, wag mong gagatungan. As a store, you shouldn't get involved in that.
Yep.
If anything, dapat you try to minimize that. That's going to happen. So,
you have to be the neutral ground.
You have to be. Hindi ka pwedeng tagagatong pa, because if you engage in that as a store, you're only shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah. Because when you instigate and start a fire, yes, even if nandiyan yan, kala mo na binato mo sa malayo, yung rumors or whatever mo na nangin-start doon, just burns your backyard.
Yeah. It, babalikan ka. And you're drawing lines in the sand na these people are not welcome here.
Yeah.
You shouldn't get involved in stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah. And you shouldn't be the ones na yun, kayo pa yung nagkakalat ng ganun.
Which is the beauty about board gaming, especially for most board gamers, kahit saan pa ako napadaan or napabisita, medyo talagang dahil sa, I guess, the ideology of board gaming, mas welcome talaga siya. So, we as gamers, you know, kung ano man ang mga store conflicts or whatever, ganun din. As a counterpart, as a player, huwag ka na rin makisali doon. Huwag ka na maki-extra doon sa ano. Kung meron silang business competition, whatever, let them be.
Yep.
We are consumers, so we have the freedom to choose kung saan natin gusto bumili.
Yep.
Convenience or price or whatever, mm-hmm, or loyalty. It doesn't matter, because end of the day, ang goal natin is to make the pie larger, because if the pie is larger, they will have more business, and they will have more business, they will have consistent access to games, which we can then consume, and then we make the pie larger and see there's the value chain.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we should really project that of you know...
Project pie?
just
nahalap ang gutom ng si Dave.
I like that. The project pie.
Pero, yun nga.
But sort of just connecting... Not really connecting, but more of establishing a line of communication,
mm-hmm,
where you guys are welcome to play with us, and I hope we are also welcome in playing with your group. And in that parang mindset, you know, if we can, kunyari napunta ako sa fort, then I can join and play with them. It would be awesome to, I can just go anywhere and I would have a map of all the different spaces where I can play games.
That would be awesome. Like some guy you can call up, uy, papunta kami dyan.
Let's bro, ilaro kayo dyan. Sige, Chong, gagawa kami, punta ka. I think in board gaming, we have that chance because... there's no trade secrets, there's no, you know, pare, yung deck ko dito, hindi pwede makita ng
yeah, sige, but the thing for that to happen is you have to have someone willing to do it. I mean, willing to invite or be open to people.
I think
there's a... which is usually the more mature gamers.
Yeah.
Because
you
can't really expect the people new to the hobby to do it.
Of course.
So, for example, in like cafe settings or something, you won't really expect the casual players to...
Yeah,
invite people on their own.
It's us. Napunta na yan. It's different. Na-inherit na natin. As
different people have different reasons for gaming, and meron talagang hardcore, and meron talagang casual lang that they won't even bother searching for events, and they'll just show up, and then whatever, and they'll go casually to a cafe.
Yep.
Or they'll just play with their relatives or
family. Yep.
Office mates. Mm-hmm. And they don't even want to engage with other people. Yes. There's,
that's fine.
That's fine. Kanya-kanya lang talaga eh. And you respect that as well. If there's people na gusto lang nila. Like, ako, nag-umpisa ako. I started gaming with D&D.
Sir Freddy is wearing a cool D&D shirt. Yeah.
First ever.
This is second edition.
Second.
So, there's a dragon and a human barbarian. Fighter
lang nun, walang barbaro.
Okay.
So,
base classes.
Yeah, base classes. So I was saying, I started off just playing D&D with my cousins. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't care about looking for groups outside of our group. Mm-hmm. We're just happy like that, di ba? Ganun lang talaga. There's people like that. But eventually, when I moved on to other games, then, like, Magic, then you look for competition outside.
When did you decide I'm gonna make a business?
How did that happen? Actually, here's what. Before this, my wife, she had a shop that sold comics.
Yep.
And then slowly, nag-turn yung shop into a, from comics, naging trading cards, naging Magic the Gathering.
Mm-hmm.
So that came out as Gaming Circles. Naging okay. Gaming Circles yun. That sold RPGs and Magic, basically.
Yeah, early I was a customer.
Yeah, early days yun. Wala pang, yung board games noon talaga, Monopoly, mayroong yeah. Acquire, but basically Avalon Hill. Walang ano. Oh. Settlers of Catan came out around that time. That's probably the start of what board gaming is.
Yes.
Now, Settlers of Catan.
Yeah.
And, but Neutral Grounds came out because there was this comic, you know, when I was a kid, there's comic books, and then I was reading the comic books, and there was this game called, Blood Bowl.
Okay.
Oh. It was fantasy football.
That was a fun.
Parang wow. Kinagsama yung dalawang interest ko. I loved American football and I love fantasy gaming, obviously. Okay. So pinagsama. Sabi ko gusto ko nito ah. Sabi ko, "Des, pwede ba tayong kumuha nito?" Sabi niya, "Tawagan natin yung company. Subukan natin i-distribute." At that time, that was like unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, basically Magic lang, which was distributed by another company. Was basically the only game system mm-hmm. na was commercially big.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked to Games Workshop and then, wow, yeah, okay, sige, we'll let you carry our game. And then we opened the shop specifically for Games Workshop.
That was and the then, one on the fourth floor.
So, Galleria.
Third floor siya, actually.
Third floor.
So, yun, binuksan namin yung Little Grounds. It was one store. We had something like 20 plus square meters and we just had one game system, basically. And eventually, dahan-dahan, nadagdagan lang, we got more companies. It just grew organically.
Okay.
And there was no set plan, but it's basically just, I want to play this game. And then, sabi niya, why not? Just call the company because nobody's carrying this in the Philippines mm-hmm. anyway. And at that time, gaming in the Philippines was basically just, ano yung nilalaro sa America?
Mm-hmm.
And Games Workshop was basically a European
company.
Yeah. And medyo yun siya. And when we brought it in, talagang kung ano nung kalokohan ng naririnig namin. O kaya Warhammer 40K yan kasi kailangan 40,000 para maglaro. We heard so much shit. Pardon the language. But nobody believed that what we were doing was viable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at that point, that
much. Huh? I think it's
been that eventually.
Eventually. But the thing was,
not immediate.
We didn't start out with the roadmap na ito yung gusto namin mangyari eventually. Mm-hmm. It just sort of happened organically. We made mistakes along the way. We made more good decisions than bad ones. That's why
you're still here.
Yeah, and yeah. We were able to grow the business. But during
and stronger
the whole
time, than ever. Actually.
Yeah, but during the whole time, I made no pretensions that I was. I started it off with love for the game,
mm-hmm.
but while operating it, I made no pretensions that I'm doing this because of love for the game. Of course, I want to grow it, mm-hmm. but the reason I want to grow it is because of business reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I did not pretend to be something else. And I think that's what wala kaming clear na roadmap, we knew what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to make this a viable business na kaya kong buhayin yung pamilya ko comfortably
mm-hmm.
with the business. When we started out, talagang people were like, what the hell are these people doing? That's
yep.
crazy.
Yep.
My parents initially didn't believe na, they didn't take my business seriously.
Yeah.
They were used to businesses na commodities. Kailangan to ng tao. Ano ba yan dapat? Papel, damit,
phone,
basic stuff. Kailangan ng tao yan.
Luxury goods.
Now what we're selling is, ano yan, laruan? Okay. And hindi man lang yung laruan na naiintindihan namin.
Bakit sira yung laruan?
Bakit kailangan buuin pa?
Oo, di ba? So,
oh, ba't wala pibinturahan mo pa?
They couldn't understand it. And I think even now, you know, a lot of people are saying we have a sizable community, but if you look at the overall scheme of things, You look at the 100 million population of the Philippines, and you look at, let's say ngayon, ano bang gaming-related Facebook page, community, online community na makikita mong pinakamalaki? Probably still Neutral Grounds. It has 16,000 likes. That's not even a drop in the bucket. Yeah. Of that 100 million people,
yep,
ang layo pa niya. And probably
not even the 100,000 mark, di ba?
Yeah, not ano. Even the... Yung fan page ni Vice Ganda, Diyos ko. Di ba?
Yeah.
So dapat pag turuanan si Vice Ganda, wag laro ng board games.
You know what? Today, ang sinasabi ko, Vice Ganda, alam mo kung anong intro para sa kanya? My Little Pony, TCG. Bakit? She already calls...
herself as a horse.
Horse, and she calls her fans... My Little Pony. So talagang, wow, dikit na talaga eh.
I was actually planning to get that game.
And lo and behold, we you know.
Sa Brony ka pala.
But they made it a TCG.
Yeah. I don't want the booster packs.
So there. So, yun yun eh. Malayo pa tayo. As much as there, we'd like to pat ourselves on the back, we're not there yet. There's still a lot of room. Pilipinas pala. Still a lot of
We still haven't entered mainstream market yet.
Yeah, and people still look at us with, you know, raised eyebrows and
yeah, they still ask for snakes and ladders.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Or yes. Monopoly.
Is that Monopoly?
But
Jamaica is nasa board mo.
Mura bang Monopoly to?
Yeah. Can you see a boat?
But I see the boat.
What? Is that a boat?
Can you see an iron? Can you see a tank?
Yeah.
No.
So malayo pa talaga. Even the Magic the Gathering Philippines group only has 9,000 people in it. And that's probably the biggest Facebook fan group that we have.
Okay.
So malayo pa talaga. It's like we're not even at 1%.
Yeah. Yes.
We're not even at 1%, and we're just talking about.
So in terms of it being a business opportunity, looking at it in a business perspective, that's you don't need to compete. Market. You're supposed to grow a new patch of the pie. Because if you do the math, if you do the figure out how much untapped people are not into gaming, and that's also part of the reasoning why I designed that game, my game.
Yep.
In such that in
and that's
in that
why manner. I believed in it because it targets a market outside of the current group that we have. That's how you have to look at it. That's how you have to look at growing the community.
Yeah.
Hindi mo titignan yung ano yung community ng kapitbahay ko. Wow, laki ah. Parang gusto kong targetin yun ah. No, that shouldn't be your focus.
Because it's so small. You're targeting such a small...
Yeah.
Parang, kumbaga, you're just thinking too small. Kumbaga, pag nakatingin ka sa kapitbahay mo lang, that market, you think it's large already. Look at the rest of the Philippines. And the families that I meet every day in my communities that I know would be so blessed with the enjoyment of gaming, they're not even aware. They're normally just surprised. Oh, you made the board game? What's para Monopoly ba yan?
That's why I was so excited to kickstart Ron's game because I go, wow, this game mechanically it wasn't original.
Mm-hmm.
But thematically it opens up a whole new group of people to gaming.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my only reason. Parang sabi ko, I don't even really need to play this. Let's do this. Surprisingly, what it's selling moderately well even at sa stores na I thought na hindi siya mapapansin.
Yes, that's still surprising me today.
I'm very surprised. But that's a pleasant surprise.
Yes.
And we haven't really tapped into that market yet. We're just going to start. We're going.
It's a slow burn for reaching. But anyway, so cool. Anything, guys? Last bits of I think we covered pretty much the gist of it.
Yeah,
actually, quite expansive.
This is like the most intellectual session we've ever.
To-do list. Dagdagan na lang natin. Ah. Aside from doing your due diligence, do everything legally.
That's true.
Yes. Do everything legally.
Permits, guys.
If anything, the last thing we want for the gaming community to have is wow, may na-raid na lugar. Wala silang permit. And then it's put on a newspaper. Yeah, it's gonna put a black mark on our community.
It adds stigma.
I'm saying this.
Tapos ikakabit na naman nila dahil sa Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, like, evil yan. This day and age, this morning, I just saw an article saying, wow, Dungeons and Dragons caused this guy to become the high grand wizard of whatever.
Okay.
Huh? Wow, that's a big logical jump na whatever. Okay.
You really have to showcase to people the context of gaming. This is play acting. If you're playing role-playing games, when you're casting a spell, it's not casting a spell. It's a mechanic. I'm playing a card. This is a card. It has a text. It's a mechanic. It triggers something and something happens on the board. Mm-hmm. Mechanically, it just so happened to be called thematically as a spell. But it's not a spell. It's a mechanical device. When you can sort of explain to people, and sort of also, sa dami din naman ng games, put them into the right context. If you're in a group na medyo mga old people and they're going into gaming, tapos sabay epic spell wars of Mounts of Fire.
I spell.
Diba? Dale, tapos eh.
Just the kill.
Choose your audience. Choose the game appropriate audience.
I was able to make my Lola, who's 80...
Yeah, I was 1 year old. About your
play epic spell wars?
No, Power Grid.
The Splendor. My mom, who's 60, Power Grid. My Lola.
Wow.
My Lola. Start them old and start them young. my Lola, who's 81 or 82. I got her to play Splendor. Of course, she wasn't figuring out the strategy, but she go, eto mam blue. Ere yung okay, so kuha siya, tapos bibili siya. But yung Kulami, the tactile game, there's so many games I was able to make her play. So it's really that we as board game enthusiasts, we need to arm ourselves with the proper knowledge so that we can explain and put into context the right games for the right people. Mm-hmm. As store owners, so if you want to build a business out of this gaming. I have a friend in Team Rampage who built their own neutral ground store. Hi, Jansai!
Yeah. So, yeah. But siguro, how another thing, maybe we can end with just saying, don't be a douche. If you're trying to build a community, don't be a douche. Don't be a snob. One of the pitfalls that happens with a lot of communities is, like, kumare, sa board games kayo, you look down on people who play TCGs.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're RPGers. You think you're at the top of the food chain or whatever, the gaming industry. That's absolutely the worst attitude you can get.
Don't make the lines. Don't put lines in the sand. Yeah,
The moment you say that, tell somebody that they're playing something stupid, you basically told them that they're stupid. Yeah. And they're not gonna come back.
Yep.
So even if they're playing something you really detest or you don't like,
then that's their thing. See the merits on its own light. I mean.
Don't close the doors on
them. Like that one game I hate.
And
the other one.
It's Chaos Ball.
Yeah. Even if you don't like it.
We all have that. But you don't need to be a douche about it.
You don't have to tell somebody that they're playing something.
For example, people are having fun on this game, you know, Agtech, for example. And Sir Freddy doesn't like
Agtech. I don't like Agtech.
And people are having fun. He's not going to pass by and going to, you guys are playing a stupid game.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you can ever do. You know, I understand it. Sometimes certain games produce certain type of people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You gotta expand.
Yep.
You gotta expand. Chong, nung ina-explain ko si Coats and Verses, meron akong nakuhang reaction in the community, Christian community. Oh, it's like Cards Against Humanity.
Everyone just like,
wow, you say that?
It's like, what?
Out.
See, of all the games you're gonna
refer
to in a Christian community, and then they're gonna react, hey,
it's like
Cards Against. I'm like, really? That's, you got to play that first. Okay. At least I know I'm doing something proper because it's... Yeah. Anyway. So going back, yon, do not be a douche. And really, I think go for teaching your family. You know, start with your own group, circle. You have your kids, your parents, your girlfriend or your wife, or others, and you, they need, you know, your time, your expertise in gaming, and definitely, I promise you, it will be fun for them and for you, and also help the industry in the long run. And it doesn't matter if they don't buy, kasi may ganun talaga. Mm-hmm. That's fine, because as long as you get the word out, people get
as long as they're aware.
They're aware, then it's making a difference. Slowly, it does.
Yeah, and be more open to have strangers.
Ganun lang talaga. Kasi we're already a...
Yeah, you have to make effort to invite people. If you have one open spot in the game you're playing, you see someone just standing around.
We're already a niche community and there's really
ask
no
them if
room
they
for,
want to join.
For...
snobs.
There's no room for us to be snobs.
Yes.
We can't afford to be... To exclude people from our community.
And this is this community and this kind of gaming is just going up and up.
Yep. Because we have room. I mean, there's wala namang way para ipababa kasi nga late natin. So there's a lot of space.
Well, there
for us
is
to grow.
A way.
No,
for us
there
to
are
grow.
Ways.
Oh, yeah.
To
yeah, yeah, yeah.
There
that's
are
right.
ways. And we've tackled that. What not to do.
Agree. All right. So
before we close, Sir Freddy, invite our viewers to your stores.
Well, actually, I invite you to just join, just game, just play.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere you can.
Just play.
Yep.
Maski sa bahay. Di ba?
Oo nga. If you don't have... bookstore nga, nakahanap ako ng board game.
Yeah.
If you don't have games on your own, find out where people play and just join.
Yeah, just play. Doesn't
that's
have to be a specific location.
Sir Freddy, thank you very
thank
much
you,
for
thank
joining
you.
Us. And
thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Awesome experience. It was a really cool episode. It's going to be...
Thank you for guesting me.
Yay.
Yeah.
And,
hopefully this won't be the last.
Yep.
Yeah, if you have another topic that I'm interested in.
Hindi kasi nung una, Sir Freddy, kasi next episode namin, worker placement. Tapos si Sir Freddy, hindi yata ako yung tamang resource.
Sabi ko nga, at this point, I'm not the expert on anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're going to talk game mechanics, there's probably other members of the community that are better.
Yeah.
Strategy, tactics, game mechanics, there's other people. But there's topics that I'm really passionate about, like this topic, like growing communities and stuff like that. Kaya nga na bring up yun kasi yung sinabi ko nga kay Ron is I'm thinking of doing that seminar. Actually, somebody else gave me that idea and then I thought it was a great idea. And then Ron told me na, hey, it doesn't have to be a seminar. We could do it on the podcast and probably reach a bigger audience.
Yeah.
Then sige, let's do it. Obviously, we don't have enough time for me to get into like
all
the
details. We can,
but it's probably still going to be a seminar someday for people who are interested in opening a shop so they can do it the correct and proper way.
Yeah, we need slides and
and it's gonna take a lot of preparation. Right now
this
I don't
discussing
have
the business side would be a lot already.
Oh, but if you guys, their listeners, are interested, then hit up on the comments and maybe we can, you know, do a mini series about
part
this.
Two, or
you
part
know,
three
or sort of a small snippets of
or if you want to have the seminar come to life.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
Kickstarter na.
Piso lang, sir.
Ang budget namin dito, 20-20 na.
Kickstarter, eh. No? Sarang Kickstarter din. Sarang, wow, what a rocket.
Alright, thank you. And thank you for listening. Talk to you guys soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, guys.